Hello, I'm BBC Music Magazine's editor, Oliver Condy, and welcome to a series of special podcasts celebrating the nominations for the 2014 BBC Music Magazine Awards. With me in the studio today is the magazine's deputy editor, Jeremy Pound, reviews editor, Rebecca Franks, and the chair of the awards jury, Helen Wallace. In the fourth of our seven podcasts, we'll be giving you an overview of each of the nominated recordings in the choral category to inspire you as you cast your votes on our website. After all, who wins each of the main categories is now entirely up to you. And when you've heard our podcasts, head over to our website at www.classical-music.com, where you'll find a link to the awards voting site. When you've cast your votes, we'll automatically enter you into a draw to win some amazing prizes, including a Cambridge Audio Hi-Fi worth £900, plus a copy of each of the nominated CDs. So first in the choral category is a recording of Benjamin Britten's War Requiem, featuring soloists Susan Gritton, John Mark Ainsley, Christopher Maltman, with the Rostov Philharmonic Choir, members of the Gabrieli Young Singers Scheme, trebles of the Choir of New College Oxford, and the Gabrieli Consort and Players, all under Paul McCreesh, and that's on the Winged Lion Signum label. So before we hear Helen Wallace talk about this nomination, let's hear an extract from the Sanctus.
I think above all, this is all in the pacing. McCreesh just has such control over this. And I think you can hear there's an extraordinary pause just before the Hosanna, which nobody else quite brings that off as he has done in this recording. The competition was so fierce this year. There was Tony Pappano doing it with the Santa Cecilia Orchestra and Choir. There was Maris Jansons doing it in Germany with an extraordinary cast. And then there was Paul McCreesh doing it in Britain. And actually, this one came up as the one that ticked every single box, partly because of the soloists. We've got John Mark Ainsley and Christopher Maltman, who complement each other so beautifully, and they have the same approach, which is fluent and intimate, but it's not overstressed. There's bitter humour there. There's great pathos. Susan Gritton may not have the steel core to her voice of someone like Anna Netrebko or Vishnevskaya, the original soloist, but she has such beautiful phrasing and such a silvery tone that it does work in this recording. Above all, the way the choirs work together with the orchestra is so articulate. It's a hand-in-glove performance. And the sound picture is of such depth. I mean, it's not an SACD recording, but somehow we have this heightened sense of space and depth. And the treble voices particularly are really ethereal, but they have a childlike quality that's very real and breathy as well. I know Paul McCreesh worked for a very, very long time on trying to achieve this, and he has succeeded.
So now we move to the second of our choral nominations, and it's Arvo Pärt's Adam's Lament and other choral works performed by a variety of artists, including the Latvian Radio Choir, Sinfonietta Riga, and Vox Clamantis, with the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir and the Tallinn Chamber Orchestra under Tõnu Kaljuste. and that's on the ECM label. So Jeremy Pound will talk about this nomination, but beforehand we'll hear an extract from the Alleluia Troopus.
I've got to say that aside from the superbly balanced singing and impeccably paced performances on this disc, one of the real joys of it is the variety of the music, and that's something I don't always associate with Arvo Pärt. On the one hand, you've got those gorgeously ethereal choral works in which time almost seems to stand still. We're talking the Beatus Petronius and the near-hypnotic Salve Regina. And then, on the other hand, you've got the lengthier Adam's Lament, which is a completely different beast entirely. This is impassioned, expressive stuff, almost with a touch of oratorio about it. It's sung in Russian, and there's a sort of real dramatic feel to it all. It's so different from what you normally expect from Arvo Pärt. The conductor, Tonyu Kaljusti, and his assembled choirs, and there's loads of them, have brought up both approaches from Pärt off with such equal success, is very much to their credit.
So now to the final of our choral nominations, and we have the Magnificat and the Ninth Psalm by Goffredo Petrassi, performed by soprano Sabina Svilak, with the chorus and orchestra of Torino's Teatro Reggio, conducted by Gianandrea Nozeda, and that's on the Shandos label. So before Rebecca Franks talks about this particular nomination, let's hear an extract from the Ninth Psalm and from the first part, Confitebor Tibi Domine.
This is an absolutely fascinating disc of music by the underappreciated composer Petrassi, an Italian 20th century composer. And I think the two works here, the Magnificat and the Ninth Psalm, were a real discovery for the jury. There's a premiere recording here of the Magnificat, which was written in 1939, and the first non-mono recording of the monumental large-scale Psalm 9, written for two-part chorus, orchestra, brass, percussion and two pianos. And if that makes you think of Stravinsky, that kind of sound world, then you would be right that the influence of Stravinsky is very apparent here. I think he's been described really as Italy's answer to Stravinsky and Hindemith. And it was on hearing Oedipus Rex and the Symphony of Psalms that Petrassi was inspired to write these choral works. His other inspiration came from his childhood, though, when he sang Palestrina when he was a chorister. And those sort of influences came together and can be heard very strongly here. Nezeda and his forces from the Turin Opera really make very passionate cases for these works. And I think there's something of the operatic quality that comes over here. And we also get the Slovenian soprano singing these very high soprano parts in the Magnificat. It's all recorded in excellent sound. And it just, as I say, makes one of the real discoveries of the year.
So that brings us to the end of the choral category of the awards nominations for 2014. Now head over to www.classical-music.com, where you can find a link to the awards voting site and cast your vote. And you'll be entered into a prize draw to win some amazing prizes, including a Cambridge Audio Hi-Fi worth £900 and a copy of each of the nominated CDs.